Welcome to another Rick and Rob Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Rick Drewer.
Now, Rick, the Olympics are in full swing. They've been a magnificent Games, and Michael Phelps, we should have a little bit of an appreciation for this man. He won his 23rd gold medal overall at Olympic Games.
Well, he is a legend, and I reckon he's also a freak. I mean, there's nobody else around that's done anything close to what Michael Phelps has done over a long period of time. I think you've got some history and factors about his performances.
Yeah, he started in Sydney. He was a 15-year-old, which was the youngest USA male swimmer in 68 years. And he competed in the 200-metre butterfly final and finished fifth. And then it was 4 years later, when he was 19, at Athens, that he really started to become noticed. He got 6 golds, 2 bronze. He got 1 world record and 4 Olympic records.
Totally amazing. I just find it completely almost unbelievable that he could perform so well. And watching him front up twice in the one night a few nights ago, the man really must have the cardiovascular endurance of second to nobody, I would think.
And, you know, he went further. In Beijing, he got 8 gold medals and broke the Olympic record in every one of the events he was involved in, including 7 world records. It's just absolutely stunning. And he beat Mark Spitz's record of 7 gold medals that Mark got back in 82 in Munich, which gave him 9 gold medals total. Absolutely unbelievable. Then he came back in London in 2012, and he got 4 gold medals and 2 silvers. He didn't break any records that year. But up to that stage, that's a magnificent Olympic career, not counting what he's done in Rio this time.
Oh, as I've just said, it is second to nobody. I mean, no one comes close. There's lots of people, including the fellow that you just mentioned, that have done well. And then you've got in different sports, Carl Lewis and a whole heap of others who've done very well. But not only has he done better in any one Olympics than anyone else, but he's done it over a number of Olympics.
Oh, a 5-time Olympian. And what's he done in Rio this time around? He's only gone out and won 5 golds and 1 silver for 1 Olympic record. But the amazing thing is, in the only event that he found to win a gold medal in, the 100-metre butterfly, when he got a silver, he created some more history. He was second with 2 other guys. It was a 3-way tie for the silver medal.
Yeah, he just seems to be a history-making magnet, doesn't he? There's just no question about that. It is just remarkable that a man can perform at that level for so long. And as we've talked about on a couple of other occasions, I mean, it's stating the obvious to say that his physical cardiovascular performances are of an unbelievable height and strength. But the mental strength of the man must be so significant to not only perform at the level and success per Olympics, but to maintain interest. I mean, it's hard to imagine to be able to train to achieve that and maintain that interest over 5 Olympics.
And you know, one of the highlights of the Olympic Games so far was when, after one of the events, he went up and he gave his fiancée Nicole a cuddle and gave his baby, which they've called Boomer, Baby Boomer, a kiss on the cheek. That was just one of the nicest scenes from the whole Olympics.
Well, I will confess that I was watching it at the time, and it brought a genuine tear to my eye. I thought, well, there's much about the Olympics that isn't really the Olympics any longer, but that moment and that photograph, I bet was ricocheted around the world and will be shown in many Olympic books and videos in times to come and forever, I would think.
Now, just to put his Olympic career in perspective, he won one particular event, the 200-metre medley, for 4 straight Olympics, which only a couple of people, including Carl Lewis with the long jumper before Olympics, it's just a rarity. And he broke the swimming record of Dawn Fraser, the Australian who won the 100-metre freestyle in 3 straight Olympics. So there's one particular record which is absolutely sensational. Over his career, he broke 8 world records, which included 13 Olympic records. He won 3 silvers and 2 bronze to go with 23 gold. And, of course, in America, 23, the number, is Michael Jordan, the Chicago Bulls basketball, a very famous number. So he's got the number 23 sort of come up there as well. And just a little bit of odd-bod trivia that I dug up. In ancient Greece, where they used to have the Olympics back in the day, the best individual titles ever won was an athlete called Leonidas of Rhodes, who got 12 individual titles, which was 2,168 years ago. Phelps has now got 13.
Well, Robert, you come up with some incredible, interesting trivia, and that has to be the peak of it, I would think. But I've got a better story, I reckon. The reason he's called the little boy Boomer is because he is in love with Australia, and the 23 isn't about Michael Jordan. It's about Shane Warne.
I'll take that one. Anything that we can pin on Australia would be fantastic. Now, just as an aside, Phelps has also got 26 world titles for outdoor events, for swimming, and he's also got 39 world records total, 29 individuals, and the 39 world records breaks Mark Spitz's record of 33. So overall, the best Olympian we've ever seen, I would suggest.
Oh, well, there's no question about that. The other thing that I find quite intriguing about the man is that he's obviously, in terms of swimming, Mr. Perfect, and it's probably even, it sort of slips under the radar a bit, but when you actually can win the medley relay, it means that you're not just a one-jump pony. You're versatile in all the strokes, which, to me, makes it even more significant, his success.
And one of the things I like about the Americans is they're very proud of their lot. They honour their champions, and it's something which is really nice. And unfortunately, Australia, through our media, sometimes we get stuck into our athletes. And the other day, I saw a number of quotes in the paper, you know, like choke on the water, talking about our swimmers. Which is a play on words with Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple. I think the journo there was looking to be, you know, a bit smart, but what about the repercussions about the put down for the athletes?
Look, I was very upset as well. It seems as though we were both reading the same pages. Together with that same, I guess, journalist, you know, there were phrases like Kate flinched and Cam got stage fright, etc. And the thing that I find very sad is that there's no recognition given, particularly in sports like athletics and swimming, where the final is basically that you are one of the best 8 in the world at that point in time. And not to come first, second or third is no crime in today's technological world, where that you can separate competitors by up to 1/1000th of a second. And quite often the entire field in a race will be spread over no more than 1 second. The difference between first and eighth is incredibly insignificant. And, you know, to think about them as not being winners by getting into the final and then calling them chokers or whatever because they didn't get first, second or third, I find is not only insulting to the competitors, but is insulting to us, the common person, and the fact that the media or some parts of the media think that it's necessary to make those sorts of statements.
You know, I was absolutely amazed that two sisters, Kate and Bronte Campbell, they made the finals of the 100-metre swim and the 50-metre swim. So two finals. That's just absolutely incredible that they got there, and they just missed out on a medal. Fair enough, one's a world champion and the other one's a world record holder. But still, they're in the Olympic final. So it gave me a little bit of pleasure today, being the Sunday, the last day of the swimming event, when they had the 4x100 metre medley. And the lead for the ladies was Emily Seebohm, who was quoted as saying Emily's agony ended in tears again in the newspaper, she led the led them off, and Kate Campbell anchored the team with the 100-metre free to finish it all. And when she got in the water, the girls were fifth, and they ended up getting a silver medal.
Absolutely a brilliant performance. And again, it'll just slide under the reporter's view, I would think. They'll mention that we got a silver medal and won't give the credit that's really due to all of those girls, and particularly the ones you've mentioned, for performing at the world-class level that they are. I mean, a parallel, it seems to me, is that when we have a Jason Day or an Adam Scott, world-class golfers miss out by a stroke or two at a major tournament, we don't start reading about the fact that they've choked. You know, they get credit for finishing second or third. And what's good for the goose should be good for the gander. And I just think that the reporting has been somewhat disappointing in some areas in these Olympics so far.
We look at Cole Chalmers, who whose dad was an AFL footballer with the Crows, Brett. He won the 100 metres, which was the blue ribbon swimming event, which was fantastic. But he happened to be the anchor in the men's 4x100 medley on the Sunday. And he came into the water fourth or fifth, and he brought home a bronze medal, which was another super swim. And as a little bit of trivia, it just happened to be the 200th medal, Olympic medal for Australia in swimming.
Well, there you go. You're up with the trivia again. Speaking of Chalmers, I think it's really interesting that, I mean, it's a wonderful story for any kid 18 years of age from any country, let alone from Port Lincoln and Adelaide, to not only win a gold medal, but it really, with hindsight, shouldn't have been the incredible, excuse me, the surprise that it's been painted, because he actually went into that final with the second fastest time. And he had a tradition, even in the World Junior Champs, of coming from behind, because evidently, I don't understand quite the technique of the whole affair, but he's not the fastest thing through the first 50 metres, and that's the reason he doesn't swim 50 metres. But why you get all of a sudden the strength and power in the second 50, I'm not sure. But he did actually go into that final as second fastest competitor.
Yes, he did. Probably another highlight for me personally was the team pursuit with Jack Bowbridge and Callum Scotson from Gawler. Now, they Callum, he rode in the final qualifying to get Australia in the gold medal sort of playoff. And I'm pleased to say that the Australian team got a world record, but they only got silver because they got beaten by Great Britain.
They did. I was actually driving up to the Barossa when I heard it on the radio, and I thought it was a very good answer, that they were satisfied and said so on radio that they beat the old world record, but in fact it was a huge compliment to the British that they, to beat them, they had to set a new world record. So there you go.
Yes, that was incredible. Well, thank you very much, Rick. It's been good again, the Rick and Rob Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Rick Drewer.